the horn in the other. He held the plastic to his lips.
Welcome to the bloodbath. If you were looking for economics 101, you were in the wrong fucking place, my friend. If you seek the circle, this is Mecca. My name is Adam. I make the rules and I call the fight. Betting ends once the opponents are on the floor. No touching the fighters, no assistance, no bet switching, and no encroachment of the ring. If you break these rules, you will get the piss beat out of you and you will be thrown out on your ass without your money. That includes you, ladies. So don't use your hose to scam the system, boys.
Shepley shook his head.
Jesus, Adam!
He yelled to the MC over the noise, clearly disapproving of his friend's choice of words. My heart pounded in my chest. With a pink cashmere cardigan and pearl earrings, I felt like a schoolmarm on the beaches of Normandy. I promised America that I could handle whatever we happened upon, but at ground zero, I felt the urge to grip her toothpick of an arm with both hands. She wouldn't put me in any danger, but being in a basement with 50 or so drunken college boys intent on bloodshed and capital, I wasn't exactly confident of her chances to leave unscathed. After America met Shepley at freshman orientation, she frequently accompanied him to the secret fights held in different basements of Eastern University. Each event was held in a different spot and kept secret until just an hour before the fight. Because I ran in somewhat tamer circles, I was surprised to learn of an underground world at Eastern, but Shepley knew about it before he had ever enrolled. Travis, Shepley's roommate and cousin, entered his first fight 7 months before. As a freshman, he was rumored to be the most lethal competitor Adam had seen in the 3 years since creating the circle. Beginning his sophomore year, Travis was unbeatable. Together, Travis and Shepley easily paid their rent and bills with the winnings. Adam brought the bullhorn to his mouth once again, and the yelling and movement escalated to a feverish pace.
Tonight, we have a new challenger, Eastern Star Varsity wrestler Merrick Young!
Cheering ensued, and the crowd parted like the Red Sea when Merrick entered the room. A circular space cleared, and the mob whistled, booed, and taunted the contender. He bounced up and down and rocked his neck back and forth, his face severe and focused. The crowd quieted to a dull roar, and my hands shot to my ears when music blared through the large speakers on the other side of the room.
Our next fighter doesn't need an introduction, but because he scares the shit out of me, I'll give him one anyway. Shake in your boots, boys, and drop your panties, ladies. I give you Travis Mad Dog Maddox.
The volume exploded when Travis appeared in a doorway across the room. He made his entrance, shirtless, relaxed, and unaffected. He strolled into the center of the circle as if he were showing up to another day at work. Lean muscles stretched under his tattooed skin as he popped his fists against Merrick's knuckles. Travis leaned in and whispered something in Merrick's ear, and the wrestler struggled to keep his stern expression. Merrick stood toe-to-toe with Travis, and they looked directly into each other's eyes. Merrick's expression was murderous. Travis looked mildly amused. The men took a few steps back, and Adam sounded the horn. Merrick took a defensive stance, and Travis attacked. I stood on my tiptoes when I lost my line of sight, leaning from side to side to get a better view. I inched up, sliding through the screaming crowd. Elbows jabbed into my sides, and shoulders rammed into me, bouncing me back and forth like a pinball. The tops of their heads became visible, so I continued to push my way forward. When I finally reached the front, Merrick grabbed Travis with his thick arms and tried to throw him to the ground. When Merrick leaned down with a motion, Travis rammed his knee into Merrick's face. Before Merrick could shake off the blow, Travis lit into him, his fists making contact with Merrick's bloodied face over and over. 5 fingers sank into my arm and I jerked back.
What the hell are you doing, Abby?
Shepley said.
I can't see from back there,
I called to him. I turned just in time to see Merrick land a solid punch. Travis turned, and for a moment I thought he had dodged another blow, but he made a complete circle, crashing his elbow straight into the center of Merrick's nose. Blood sprayed my face and splattered down the front of my cardigan. Merrick fell to the concrete floor with a thud, and for a brief moment, the room was completely silent. Adam threw a scarlet square of fabric on Merrick's limp body, and the mob detonated. Cash changed hands.